Hey everybody, and welcome to Real Talk with Doug and Jeremy. We're just two insignificant views on film. Check us out at realtalkfilm.com. You can also visit our Facebook at facebook.com/realtalkfilm or Twitter at twitter.com/realtalkfilm.
Doug?
What's up?
Do you know what day it is?
Well, technically it's Monday.
Wrong. It's Tuesday.
Oh, man. You know what? This whole daylight savings time that happened, this, you know, it just threw me off.
It's messed you up.
Yeah.
It is another edition of Real Talk as well. Did you know that?
I did. I kind of figured that's why we were talking.
Well, I mean, because we talk all the time.
We
Skype each other every night.
Yep. I mean, you know, I got to see how your day was.
Yeah. I'm always like, I can't wait to get home so I can Skype with Doug.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
And it's my favorite part of the day, because then you're like, hey man, did anything happen to you that like would happen to you in the Star Wars universe? And I'm like, yeah, that the Disney CEO confirmed the original cast is in talks. Oh, you have got to love me for that lead-in.
That was pretty good.
That was really good.
Yep. He did. A Disney CEO confirms original cast is in talks.
Mm-hmm. Plus, so we have confirmed that Billy Dee Williams has been asked to come back.
Yep.
So has Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, and Harrison Ford.
And Warwick Davis is definitely interested in coming back.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a couple of roles, Warwick Davis. He was Wicket Warwick, actually, the Ewok.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was also in Episode One, very briefly.
As an Ewok?
No, as like himself, but he kind of looked like Willow, because he also played Willow, so he looked like Willow just in the stands at the pod racing, and he was like, "Yay, pod racing!"
So he did. That's pretty funny.
So.
So they just gave him a little nod. Here you go.
Yeah. You know, and this article goes on to say some stuff about some other people, like Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That'd be kind of weird.
They don't really specify doing what.
Mm-hmm. He'd probably play Luke Skywalker's son, maybe.
I don't know. It's.
You know, I could see him as Harrison Ford's son.
Yeah, as like Anakin Solo. Or
yeah.
Jason Solo. Or
yeah,
that's it. He has two sons and then a daughter. I guess he could play the daughter, but that would just be weird.
He's played him before. You know, we jumped right into the story, and I didn't even ask you how your week was, because I was so excited.
I know.
As soon as I said the Star Wars thing, I was like, oh, this is a pretty cool lead-in.
Yeah, and then screw my week. I mean, you know.
Doug, no, I care.
No,
I care.
It was okay. I had
Well, why don't you week... let me ask you first?
Oh, fine.
I mean, you're just jumping into it. If this relationship is going to grow, you have to just give me my space, Doug.
Jeez. All right.
Okay.
Christ.
So, how was your week, man?
It was actually pretty good. It was spring break, so I had like the whole week off.
Yeah, you took the whole week off, man. Yeah. How'd that go?
It was pretty good. It was.
Did you get anything done?
No.
So you're like, I got all these projects I can work on.
Yeah.
I got all this stuff I can do, and I'll sit.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to marathon Game of Thrones because I'm ready for season 3 to come, you know, to start up in a couple of weeks.
I just posted on my Facebook that a company has released some Game of Thrones beer.
Yeah, there was apparently some stuff going on with that at South by Southwest, and some people I know went to that. The people that were at South by Southwest, it's one of the things they hit was, I think, they had Game of Thrones beer, and it was like an art show, too. I don't know.
Ah, so cool. I want to pick some up.
And, so I was going to do that, and I was going to watch some movies that I've been wanting to watch. And
please tell me that you at least got to the movie theater this weekend.
No.
Doug, what have you been doing?
I know. It's terrible. Like, again, I have had all this time, and no, didn't go to the movie theater.
You just laid around the house and ate?
No. We watched a lot of TV. We got caught up on a lot of our TV shows. I played a lot of Borderlands 2.
Okay. Did you beat the game?
No. So close, though, I can tell. Like, I'm at that point in the game where it's like, I am really close to finishing this, but I'm also a completionist, and I have to do everything. So
I had to, I played through with a couple, with a friend of mine on the first one. We thought that we beat the game.
Yeah.
Because there's this, the boss that we fought was the one that was like in the middle of nowhere, and it was a giant creature.
Giant skag.
Yeah, and I was like, this has got to be the end. We beat him, and then we're like, this isn't the end.
Yeah.
What's going on? There's no credits. And we were just like amazed at the game. And then we had like 10 more hours.
Yep.
It's crazy.
That's kind of how I feel right now. Like, I played so much this week, and I got so much done, and I'm just like, I've got to be close to the end. Like, I don't understand how much more I could possibly have, because it just feels like I'm so close to the end. So I did that, and then I went and saw Muse on Wednesday night.
Sweet. So I know a lot of people have seen that.
That was a lot of fun.
Awesome.
And then, yeah, I mean, it was just a lot of TV and video games, and
really cool.
TV shows did not include Game of Thrones, not a single episode.
Interesting.
So that was my week. How was your week?
Compared to your week, boring. You know, I mean, you just seem like you had a lot going on.
Yeah, for a change. I mean, most of my weeks are just like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, just sit around and watch TV shows.
Just went to work.
My week was pretty cool. I don't know if I should say this or not yet, but there is a possibility that you are speaking to a new video editor at a media company.
That's awesome.
So I don't know if it's official. There's nothing. It's all hypothetical right now. But someone offered me a hypothetical job, which is an amazing position. And hypothetically, it would be really cool.
That would be cool.
All hypotheticals right now, though.
Right. But still.
So I can't talk about it. It's hush hush. You know how Hollywood is.
Yep. Definitely.
So that's pretty much all that's happening. Speaking on the game front, though, you and I talked a little bit. I do want to make a couple announcements before we get back into the news. We will be attending the Dallas Comic Con come this May. And let me get the dates real quick. It's going to be May 17th through the 19th. We will be at the Irving Convention Center. I believe we're going to probably be there, I want to say, on the Saturday. We're going to spend all day there, and we're going to record an episode. It's going to be a special episode that we'll do from there. We'll do some interviews and things like that. It'll be Doug, Jason, and I, and we'll have a lot of fun with that. And then coming up as well, I believe in June, stop me if I'm wrong, Doug, but...
It was like the 21st, I think.
June 21st. We'll get the dates as it gets closer for that one because it's a little further out. But we will be attending...
Yeah, it's the 21st through the 23rd of June.
Okay, and the official name of it is?
It's the Screw Attack Gaming Convention.
Okay, and that's going to be in Dallas, so we'll be attending that, and we'll do a special show from there as well. And then one other place that we're going to be at is the... we're going to be at QuakeCon this year in August. So we have a busy summer of on the road shows. So QuakeCon will be in August. We're going to do a 2-day adventure there, and we'll record some stuff, and we'll have some fun. But we have a lot of stuff lined up for this summer.
It's going to be awesome. I'm excited.
It is going to be really awesome. So keep a lookout for that. But let's head back into the news. I know we started with the Star Wars stuff, but let's move on to something else, a little prehistoric news, that Jurassic Park 4 is set to shoot in Louisiana this summer. So it's opening up in 2014. I don't know how big of a Jurassic Park fan you have you were, but I have always enjoyed them.
Me too, and I'm really excited about the 3D release of it. I'm not usually a huge fan of. I think we've talked about this before. Before The Hobbit, they had at the IMAX, they had a trailer for Jurassic Park in 3D, and I remember when I heard that they were doing it, I was like, oh, come on, this movie wasn't shot in 3D. It's gonna look like crap. Saw the trailer. Holy crap, I'm seeing it.
So that's pretty cool. I want to see that in 3D.
Yeah.
But also, I'm sure they're going to do that. They're all three of them in 3D leading up to number 4. So hopefully it can... 3 kind of disappointed me a little bit, but hopefully they can bring it back with 4.
Well, and I think from what I understand, I don't know if that's still true or not, but they're originally saying that Spielberg was going to be more involved in this one than he had been in 3. And I don't know if that's still true or not. I don't know if he's going to be directing, but I do remember hearing that Newt's going to be more involved. I don't see anything in this article about him.
But. I think the best thing they could do is, of course, have a brand new cast and make it almost like a continuation, kind of like what they're doing with Star Wars. I think that maybe have a cameo of the original cast, but they're not in the forefront, because I think it's time. You can't bank on the old stars. I think you gotta get some new blood in there and kind of reboot the franchise that way. You know,
agreed. And I'm also really curious to see how the dinosaurs may change and how they look, because I mean this movie came out in 1993, so 20 years.
It still holds up, man.
Yeah, no, the graphics and stuff are amazing. I just mean that science and stuff with dinosaurs has kind of changed in what we assume that they look
like. Yeah, because the T-Rex, and then of course they found out that the T-Rex was actually a scavenger instead of a predator.
Yeah, so there's some interesting things that have come up in the past, you know, 20 years about dinosaurs that we didn't know then that we know now. And so it'll be curious to see how they change them to be more correct, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if they even bother, or just leave them the way that they were in their series. Just
I think
to
you'd
blend
have it. To, because the T-Rex is just like, what other creature you're going to have in there that's going to be like that exciting?
Exactly. I mean, you can't, because you know, now they're saying that he's covered in feathers. I mean, he would kind of lose his, you know, badassery if he looked like a giant chicken.
Exactly.
But, you know, so I don't know. You know, they could write it off as like, well, you know, hey, we discovered that they have feathers or whatever, and be like, oh, well, because remember how we, you know, it was a mix of like a frog DNA and their DNA because it was really close. Yeah, that's just the frog DNA.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure there's a way they can explain it.
Yeah. So, but that's cool. You know, it's just a rumor right now that they're going to start filming. I guess we'll see in the next upcoming months whether or not they actually start filming this or not. I'm excited though.
Me too. Christian Bale has been kind of in the rumor mill of being cast as Moses for Ridley Scott's Exodus, which of course would be a movie based on probably the book of Exodus in the Bible. It's interesting that all of these Bible projects are being pushed forward into the forefront now.
Yeah, I'm really curious as to why that is. I don't know if it's just like their next thing, because you know how like you'll see a trend in movies where one movie will come out or like be announced, and then like every other studio has to make their version of it, whatever that is.
And I think this is big right now because you have the Bible series on the History Channel is actually taking off really, really. I mean, a lot of people are really loving it and saying it's a great show. And then, of course,
Noah.
The movie.
No, not
the
Noah.
Noah. Yeah. No, that's it. No. Yeah, it's Noah.
Yeah.
Noah's coming out. Then I guess we're going to have Exodus. I mean, there's some really... I mean, if you dive deep into the Bible, there is a ton of, like war epic style kind of movies in there. You know, you could pull out content... And it's just like these epic battles, you know, between cities and between cultures. Kind of like how you saw in Kingdom of Heaven.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a lot of stories that they can pull. So I'm sure that's what they're doing.
Yeah. It's just, it seems like it's almost a, I don't want to say a risky subject, but it's one of those where you could easily offend people if you don't do it how they think that you should do it. So it just seems like it's a kind of a risky move. That they have the chance to kind of, you know, tick some people off.
Yeah, if you don't follow the scripture and how the story goes and stuff, then you can definitely offend a lot of people.
Yeah, and that's what you mentioned the Bible series that's on History Channel. I've heard a lot of really great things about it, but then I've also seen people on Facebook and stuff kind of mention like, hey, you know, why didn't this happen when that happened in the Bible? Like, why did they cut that out? But then they showed, you know, this part. Mm-hmm. Like, one example is just, I think this past Sunday, like, Jesus finally showed up in, like, the storyline where they are. Mm-hmm. And he was baptized. And in the Bible, a dove comes down and the voice of God and all that stuff. And they didn't have that in the show. And there are some people like, why didn't they show that?
Oh, yeah.
And it's... I haven't watched the show, so I don't know how much visibility God has in it. Like, are they sticking mostly to... like historical
yes, side of the, things. It's a historical account of the specific stories. So you see the story of like Abraham, you see the story of David and Goliath and things like that. And so it follows the stories really closely. So, but I mean, maybe they didn't do it because of the fact that you know, the History Channel really didn't give them a huge budget. So, no. I mean, you could tell in the cinematography that some shots just don't look as good as the others.
Yeah.
We're not talking Game of Thrones budget, where, you know, and so I think maybe they had to cut some stuff out because it just wouldn't look good in the special effects department.
I suppose. I haven't watched it, so I don't know. And mm-hmm. I don't know why they...
Of course, how hard is it to throw a dove at somebody and then have a voiceover go, you know, as the...
Yeah, exactly, and that's again. That's why I don't know how much God is represented in these in this series, and I don't know if that's the reason why they cut that. Is maybe it's like, well, yeah, the Bible says that, but no one really knows if that happened or not. But we know that he was baptized.
Mm-hmm. Like that's and maybe they don't want to offend everybody. I don't know. Again, there could be a million different reasons.
But yeah, and so that's why I'm curious, you know, again with these movies, if just are we going to see that aspect of things, or is it just going to be like almost like a historical story?
You couldn't. So that's the thing, though. You can't tell the story of
Moses,
Noah, of Moses and Noah,
yeah.
without the, you know, without the presence of God. I mean, they're based on the presence of God, so yeah. It'd be very difficult to tell those stories. So
we'll see. I mean, because they, you know, they could just make these people out to look like they're mad and crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, the voice told me to do it.
Yeah,
true. So yeah, I'm curious to see what route they take with these, because there's a ton of them coming out. So
yeah, and Warner Brothers has officially greenlit Veronica Mars, and the way that this has happened is through a place where you would not imagine. Have you ever heard of the site called Kickstarter?
Yeah. Yes.
A lot of people still haven't. People who are kind of tech savvy, they do know about it. Kickstarter.com is a place where you can fund a project, whether it be a film, whether it be a product, music. Pretty much anything you can think of, you can put on Kickstarter. And pretty much you are the funding for it. You get something out of it. Most of the time, it's you get the product. If it's a product, if it's a movie, you get the DVD and things like that. But you are paying for it in advance to make it. So what's cool about this is that people really wanted a Veronica Mars movie. And the studio wouldn't greenlight it. So they took to who took to Kickstarter here? Was it the director?
Rob Thomas and Kristen Bell.
They both went over to Kickstarter, raised a $2 million budget for the movie, and then Warner Brothers says, oh, okay, let's do it.
What's crazy about it, though, is that I've known a couple people that have used Kickstarter and stuff for YouTube series or albums, like you mentioned. I think there's been a couple of like video games, too, that have actually used it as well. Oh, yeah,
there's been a lot of video games on there but a lot of products.
Normally, people will put a time limit on it, and it'll be like a couple weeks to a couple months. Like, hey, I need to raise a couple $1,000 to make a studio album.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you, again, like 2 months to make that money. They needed $2 million to get greenlit, and they made that in 12 hours.
Yeah.
That is insane.
It is pretty incredible. And I wish that I had the direct link to the Kickstarter project, because I'd like to see what it's at right now.
Yeah, and you know, unfortunately, it doesn't seem like it is on this article.
Let me see if I can go to it real quick here.
I bet it's just probably on Kickstarter's front page, because it's probably one of their... it's probably the one that's making the most money right now.
This is not on their front page.
That is crazy.
Oh, there it is. Okay. They have 25 days to go, and they've raised $3.6 million of their $2 million goal.
With 25 days left.
Mm-hmm. And what's really cool is, you know, for $10, you get the PDF of the shooting script on the day the movie is released. For $25, you get the movie T-shirt. Only available to backers. $35 will get you a digital movie T-shirt, plus the PDFs of the shooting script. So, And it goes up and beyond from there. So if you want to support it, then hit up Kickstarter.com.
Yeah, it's awesome. Crowdsourcing is amazing.
It is. I am crowdsourcing a film as soon as I get to the back end stuff completed. I'm still waiting on artwork from a couple people. And as soon as I get that, then I can launch it and we can get going on a zombie film. So,
woo!
Speaking of zombies, let's talk a little bit about Bryan Singer.
What?
He is, of course, the director of the new X-Men movie, which you hate.
You're not a fan of him. I'm not a fan of him. I will most likely see the movie. And because I love X-Men, so that's like where it's kind of hard for me, because I just don't like Bryan Singer.
Mm-hmm.
But goddamn, I love the X-Men.
And so we have a picture of the cast so far.
Yep.
We have pretty much, okay, you could pretty much, without running through the list of people, we pretty much have every character returning from the original series, and then, of course, all the new people from the new series.
I think the only people that I'm not seeing from the original are Famke Janssen, or Jean Grey, and then whatever his name is that played Scott Summers.
Yeah.
Those are the only two that I don't see on that board.
Yep, that's true.
But, and there's a couple of new faces, like Peter Dinklage. But most of the part, it's just about everyone. Patrick Stewart, James mm-hmm. McAvoy, people like that. From both movies. So that's what, again, I hate him, but I really enjoyed the last one, and that they have some of that cast coming back, I'm excited about. But I just don't know yet.
Well, if you do not go see that, you can see an Escape to New York for a little while, because they're rebooting that series. Escape from New York could be rebooted as a trilogy from Joel Silver's production company. That's reading the headline word for word.
I don't even know. I mean, it's kind of a...
The kind of background of it is that New Line Cinema acquired the rights in 2007. They were initially bringing on Gerard Butler as Snake and John Carpenter as the executive producer. Things have changed. Things have gone back and forth. So there's not a lot reported right now, but it says that Silver Pictures and Studio Canal are reported to be looking for a writer for it right now. And we don't know what studio is going to take over development, and we have no names attached, but we do know that a new trilogy is probably in the works.
It could be fun. It could be a lot of fun. And
I've always enjoyed those movies.
Yeah, I'm looking at the
Snake.
People are like, oh man, who should come back as Snake? And people are like, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Russell Crowe, Ryan Gosling was thrown in there. Dude, just bring back Kurt Russell.
I know, he was so cool as the character.
I know, right? Like, well, yeah, he's a little bit older, so what? He's awesome.
All they gotta do is dye his hair. It'd be good.
Exactly.
So, in some really funny news, this is probably my favorite headline of the bunch. Funny or Die is making its own Steve Jobs biopic. Now, that alone is enough to be like, oh, I can't wait. But they got Justin Long to portray Steve Jobs. And if you don't know, Justin Long was a longtime Mac pitch man in the commercials.
Yep, he was Mac.
And you can go and you can look this up here. They have a poster that has they've released. It looks absurdly awesome.
It doesn't really look like him, but it's
at all
funny.
It looks like the picture looks like if Steve Jobs were black, this is what he would look like.
Yeah, possibly. It just oh, it looks so funny.
I can't wait. It's going to be 60 to 75 minutes, and it just looks so funny.
Yeah, and it looks like they're saying that it's going to be, I thought I saw it earlier, that it was going to be like an online release,
yeah,
instead of a theatrical one. So it'll be something that you'll be able to view on their website, most likely, I'm guessing.
Oh yeah, because they're, you know how much advertising money they'll get from that.
Yeah, It's awesome.
Crazy.
Now, on the note of Steve Jobs movies, Jobs with Ashton Kutcher has actually been pushed back indefinitely.
Indefinitely. So that means that it may never even see the light of day.
I don't know. The way that they put it is, because it was supposed to come out next month, is that the reason why is that they wanted to market it more, because, I mean, literally, I haven't seen anything on it. And so I personally think that it's a smart idea, because, again, they're wanting this to be like a huge biopic movie. And you can't do that when you haven't shown anything on
it. Well, that and the reviews, the initial reviews were pretty terrible for it.
Really? I hadn't read any like initial reviews.
They released it at the film festival. Was it Cannes? Cannes? What one just happened?
Not Cannes.
What one in...
Sundance?
Sundance. Yeah, they released it at Sundance, and it looked like it kind of fell flat. And so maybe they're spending that time in the editing room as well.
Yeah, that's very possible.
But, I mean, you can't use the word indefinite.
Yeah.
It just seems so long.
It for sure. You know, and it could be like, oh, indefinitely. And then, like, next week we'll have something that'll be like, it's coming out June 4th.
Yeah, I mean, who knows with Hollywood? They do that.
Exactly.
So, but in Hollywood, they're also remaking so many movies right now. It's unbelievable. One of them is the big green giant lizard, Godzilla.
I am excited about this a lot.
Now, earlier you said that there was one that just got remade in Japan?
Yeah, I think Japan made one a couple of years ago. Let me see if I can find it. I mean, I wish I could find the trailer for you, too. Because it is... It looked awesome. It looked cheesy and, like, back to its roots. Just, like, that cheesy,
silly looking... Where he walks kind of silly. And...
Yeah, I mean, he looked like... It looked like a much better version of that. Like, it wasn't a dude in a suit anymore. It was obviously, like, you know, CG. But he looked like that. He didn't look like what he looked like in the Matthew Broderick movie. You know, he looked...
Like an actual lizard?
Yeah.
That was 50-50 on that one. People liked it. People hated it. I didn't mind it so much, but although I was a kid, so...
Yeah.
What did I know?
Seriously, what did you know?
Not much.
Man, I you know, they... In the article even says that this has been kept under wraps, but this has got a pretty decent cast.
Who's in it?
Let's see. Bryan Cranston, which, if you don't know who Bryan Cranston is, I don't know why we're friends. You should probably just IMDb him real quick.
I'm on it. I've probably seen him, but Bryan...
Cranston. This is this week's Who Dat? Bryan Cranston.
Oh, I love that guy. Yeah, he's really good. He's in he's of course in the Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
In Argo and Drive, Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, he's the dad on Malcolm in the Middle. He's Walter White on Breaking Bad. He is an amazing actor. He's one of those that like you see, and he's also in like How I Met Your Mother for a couple episodes, but you see him in shows like that where he's just like this funny guy, and then you watch him in Breaking Bad where he just scares the bejesus out of you. Like,
didn't he? Okay, now I haven't seen much of Breaking Bad, mm-hmm. and I know you'll probably hate me for that, but didn't it start off as, of course, he had cancer and yep. He's trying to pay his bills.
Yep.
Wasn't he like a nice guy in the beginning?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a nice guy that got pulled into a crappy situation. I mean, by his own doing. I mean, you know, like you didn't have to sell the meth mm-hmm. and start cooking meth, but he did. And then, yeah, by like season four, I mean, he is scary. He's one of those guys where, you know, again, you're like, oh man, you were such a nice guy. Please don't kill me.
Mm-hmm.
I will mow your lawn. Just
forever.
Let me live.
For life.
Yeah. He's an amazing actor. Just the two sides of, you know, just, again, his presence on screen and stuff. And so I'm excited for him to be in it. Elizabeth Olsen, which, if I am correct, that is one of the... It's the younger sister of the Olsen twins.
Oh.
She's been in a couple of movies recently. I don't know. If it's Bryan Cranston's in it, then it's going to be awesome.
Well, very cool.
And I can't seem to find the Godzilla... thing. It's on an IMDb, but it's a Japanese movie, so I don't
know. We may have to oh, you know what? Might as well say it. This week we're going to be launching our news feed and probably our new website, our redesign. And so you'll be able to check it out, and we'll probably put up the Godzilla link to the trailer for you,
for sure,
so everybody can check it out and reference back to it. So that'd be kind of neat, and we'll write up a little bit of article for it.
Yeah.
So, moving on though, we have our last story, and I don't know. I put this up here because I didn't really care much about the movie. It's a rental for me. I'll box it, and Hansel and Gretel are coming up with a sequel. I didn't even think it did that well to warrant a sequel.
I didn't either, and that's why it's really, really surprising that they're going to try and make a sequel out of it. I don't know if it just did well enough that they're like, oh yeah, let's do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Worldwide total of $205 million.
I mean, I guess that is pretty good.
Or four times its $50 million budget.
I guess I just did not imagine it doing that well.
Who saw this movie? Like, I don't know.
I didn't.
Yeah, me either. This is a burn for me. Not even a box. I'm not going to waste money on it.
Nice. Well, that's the news for the week. We are going to check out now. Let's check out some charts here in the box office battlefield and see how these movies are doing. Can you believe that Identity Thief is still in the top five?
No, I can't. And that's one that I was going to view this week. Because, you know, it's still in there. It's still up there. And it's just like, why? And neither of us have seen it yet. So I was like,
I know.
Well, I'm going to see it.
And I really wanted to see it. And I just didn't. And I can't believe it. It has made $4.42 million this year. This week, which doesn't seem like a lot, but that's pushed it up to $124 million in 6 weeks. Not bad, man. Not bad. And still in the top five.
People just love Jason Bateman, and they also love Melissa McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's hilarious. Like, I saw a trailer, I guess, for The Hangover Part 3. And
oh, yeah, and she's in it.
And she's in it, and I was just like, okay, one, I'm... It, that movie, those are guilty pleasure movies for me. They're terrible.
The first
and so
one was
funny.
The first one was gun wrenching funny. The second one kind of fell off a little bit. This one seems to be like it's returning to form. They're going back to Vegas, yeah. And then at the end of it, it's like, I bought a giraffe, and then a bridge comes.
Yeah, exactly. I was at work when I was watching the trailer, and I'm sitting in my office, and I'm watching it, and I'm laughing a little bit. You know, it's like, and then that happened, and I just busted out laughing in my office, and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah. I know, I was like, I just go, oh my god, I need to see this movie now. Yeah. So it was awesome.
I will probably be seeing that.
Coming in at number four was Jack the Giant Slayer. This is a very sad thing because it only made $6.31 million for a total of 54, and the budget for that movie was $200 million.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Number three.
Bryan Singer.
Number three is The Incredible Burt Wonderstone, which I really wanted to go see. It came out this past week, and it's made $10.2 million. I thought it was going to make a lot more, but it didn't.
I think that's another one that falls to the poor advertisement and marketing. I mm-hmm. have not seen a single thing on that movie. Not on television, not like at other movies, not really online anywhere. Like, that's a movie that I've heard about, and I know that it's coming out, and I know nothing about. And I
Which
bet
is
that's
sad because the trailers looked really funny.
And I'm sure that that's probably why it didn't do so well, is that for whatever reason it just wasn't marketed properly.
Hmm. Number two is The Call, which stars Halle Berry. That made $17.1 million. And coming in at number one again, for the second straight week, Oz the Great and Powerful, with $41.3 million, bringing it up to $144
million. See, that's $41.3 million for a second weekend. That is a great number.
That is a wonderful number, and it is a sign showing that summer movies have started in March. I've been saying it for weeks now.
What did it make last week? Well, last weekend then, because last week
probably opening weekend it made $80.5 million.
Gee, Jesus.
Yeah. So it's been an incredible run for the last 2 weeks for that.
That's got to just be like, that's got to be one of those movies like a word of mouth or something, because I mean, I've heard mixed reviews where some people are like, oh, it's not that good. Mila Kunis wasn't a good witch. Zach Braff's character was annoying. But then some people have been like, it's amazing. Like, it's a lot of fun.
Have you seen it yet?
No.
The witch was fine. I liked her a lot. She was good. She played a good witch. I think that you see a little bit of the witch. You see a little bit of the Green Goblin. Like, if the Green Goblin had a real face, well, yeah, she'd be in this movie.
All right.
It's funny.
Fair enough.
The Oz Great and Powerful is going to get a little bit of competition this weekend because, like I said, the summer blockbusters have arrived. And opening this week is going to be some great movies. We have Admission, which, of course, stars Tina Fey and Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
That is one that my wife is going to want to go see because it's a romantic comedy.
Yeah, and I like both of them.
Yeah, I love both of them. For the kids, we have The Croods, which has Nicolas Cage, Ryan Reynolds, Emma Stone. I mean, it's
DreamWorks Animation, so mm-hmm. it'll be okay.
And then it even has, we have a movie for the men, Olympus Has Fallen. Think Die Hard in the White House.
Yes.
It has Gerard Butler, Aaron Eckhart, Morgan Freeman. It looks like it's going to be awesome.
Yes.
I've seen the trailer.
Yes.
That's a movie I'm going to see.
Yes. I say I'm going to go see it in theater. I just have a hard time getting to the theater for whatever reason.
Well, maybe we need to go. I need to drag you. Maybe we'll need to go together.
Yeah, that may be it. Like, maybe that's something we just need to start doing. It's just, since we're doing the show, we have to go see movies.
Yeah, and that way I can drag you out. We both drag each other out to go see them.
Yeah. Because, like, I want to see this, and if I don't see it in the theater, I'll definitely be seeing it in other ways.
Which we don't do, Doug.
No, I just mean I'm going to fly to China and maybe buy a bootleg DVD off of some person for a penny.
Well, speaking of Blu-rays and DVDs, we have a couple cool releases out this week. And we talked about how the segment works a little bit. If Doug likes it, he's going to say that it's a buy. If he loves it, it's a buy. If he likes it, he's going to say box it, which means, of course, go to Redbox or stream it. And if he hates it, he's going to say burn, which means just get rid of it. So starting off, we have Bachelorette. This movie is, of course... It stars Kirsten Dunst, Rebel Wilson, Lizzie Kaplan, Isla Fisher, and four high school friends come roaring back to life when the least popular of them gets engaged. So what is it going to be, Doug? Buy, box, or burn?
I'm going to go with box on this one, primarily just because I haven't seen it, so I can't really give a, I can't say if it's good or not. I haven't seen it. However, I will say that I like all four of those women that you just named.
Mm-hmm.
I like all of them. I think Rebel Wilson is hilarious, and I think Kirsten Dunst, Lizzie Kaplan, and Isla Fisher are hot. So you
don't
know,
don't you be taking my woman?
Which one?
Isla Fisher.
Oh man,
she's
I don't know, man.
Okay, well, we might have to fight about it.
It's possible. So right. I'm gonna say, like I said, box it. You know. See if it shows up on Netflix, watch it. If it, Redbox, whatever.
Very cool. All right, so next movie we got up is something that I know you have seen, which is Zero Dark Thirty. Of course, if you don't know about it, it's a chronicle of a decade-long hunt for allocated terrorist leader Osama bin Laden, starring Jessica Chastain, Joel Egerton, Chris Pratt, among others. Is this a buy, box, or burn?
I really enjoyed this movie. I liked it a lot, but I personally won't buy it. I think that this is one of those movies that's a one-time watch for me. I watched it. If I watch it again, it'll just be because I'm with people that want to watch it. You know, it's not one I'm going to put on and watch when I'm at home bored. So for me personally, this is going to be a box.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that being said, it is a great movie, so do make sure that you see it.
Excellent. And our final movie that is coming out today, it should be in stores today, The Hobbit, which I do not need to run down a synopsis, and I do not need to run down a list of actors. So, nope. Buy, box, or burn.
I am most likely going to buy this one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as good as the original trilogy. Let's go ahead and say it. So if you were already on edge about the original trilogy, then maybe box it. But if you are a fan, then definitely buy it. The only thing is that I know what's going to happen is that the fact that these movies are coming out like every December, you know, mm-hmm. for the three. I'm going to be buying one every year, and then they're going to put them together in a box set, and I'm going to have to buy that too. So I'm a little
annoyed. And then they're going to come out with the extended versions.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till the extended box set comes out. But, you know, I'm going to be a little bit annoyed.
But hey, it's worth it if you really enjoy them.
It's true. And, you know, I want to watch it, so I'm going to buy it.
Yeah. All right. Well, very cool. So those are our Blu-rays / DVDs if you still have a DVD player. Pretty cool releases this week. Next week, we'll see what else we got. So that is pretty much our show for the day. But I would like to remind everybody that we are going to be launching a redesign of the website this week. Now, I know that people say, like, oh, why are you guys doing that? You guys just started your show a few months back. Well, the reason why we're doing it, and I haven't really explained it too much to everybody, but the way that our design works now, it does not flow very well with what we want to do with our future. And what we want to do with our future is create news posts and do mini reviews, put where we're going to be for our shows, because we are taking the show on the road here in the future. And some promotional stuff, maybe just things that we want to get out there that we can't do that now. And so the site doesn't allow it. And with the current layout and things like that. So we're going to change it up. It's going to look really cool. And we hope that you like it. As always, please check us out on our website at www.realtalkfilm.com. That's R-E-E-L, talkfilm.com. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter. Our Facebook is facebook.com/realtalkfilm. And our Twitter is twitter.com/realtalkfilm. What do you say, Doug? Did I cover everything?
I think you did. I think you did a great job.
Awesome. So keep an ear out. Keep an eye out. Keep it real. And you know what? I tried to make a cool slogan and it didn't work.
That's terrible.
It was. You do it.
I got nothing.
You never do. Come on. Just throw something out there. All right, Doug, I'm going to give you. That's your slogan. Real talk. Dang it. All right, everybody.
I had something.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I was like, you best come back next week, boy.
That is a terrible, terrible way to tell people to come back and see us. You know, I would say that we could be like, real talk, keeping it real since 2012. But it's been kind of overused.
Yeah. For real.
Maybe that's it. I think we just got it. Real talk. For real. If you have any suggestions for us for what our tagline should be, go ahead and email us and hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. Until then, it's been really real. Hasn't it, Doug?
For really.